So let us join hands together, be united through prayer and your physical presence. Amen?
Amen.
Brother Matthew has been doing a lot of work. And I ask us, the leaders, please, let's join hands, let's get together to see that Fiji is truly reached for Jesus. Amen? That Fiji is truly reached for Jesus. Every individual soul is reached for Jesus. It's not your work, not my work to save them, it's His. But let's do what God wants us to do. So let us welcome Brother Matthew, who will be talking to us about this crusade and all that is being done.
Thank you so much for your nice introduction. I just want to read, first of all, from the Bible, from Matthew chapter 10, verses 39 to the end of that chapter. From Matthew chapter 10, from verse 39. I first of all mention, of course, that Bill is paying all the expenses of this crusade, so quite a lot has been spent on advertising for Fiji One, and the last week will be on the radio stations, and a lot of expenses is no burden to the Church of Fiji. It comes from Christians from New Zealand. Okay, the Bible says, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives the one who sent me. Anyone who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And anyone who receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he is my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward. How I was first motivated to actually invite Bill Sobrzycki to Fiji was actually from last year when I was staying in Pastor Ezekiel's house. And he mentioned that we should do some bigger crusades. So I said, yes, I know the person, because I receive him as a powerful evangelist, but not just an evangelist, he's also a true prophet of God to New Zealand, and I also believe to the Pacific. So just stepped out by faith, started in Nambi, started in Lotoka, and this is another step. And we'll just have to see. How I see Bill Sobrzycki is also being a prophet. In many ways, he's spoken over whole denominations in New Zealand. And even sometimes, denominations that have turned against him have come under judgments of God. And even to the extent of going down so much that even after years later, they've repented to him and asked him to come into their offices. And I'm just reminded of one story, and he came into the offices of a whole outreach denomination that repented for having turned against him. Soon as he walked into that office, he said, I see there's a spirit of adultery in this place. And then, sometime later, it was actually the head man of that whole outreach actually found out that it was his wife who was having an affair with someone. It heartbroke him. It almost destroyed his heart when he found that out. And the bad news was that later he quickly got remarried to a young girl, and he was killed in the tsunami that came a few years back. Now I trust that he is in heaven, but I've just seen how denominations can become spiritually blind and not receive a true prophet of God. One of my favorite preachers was a man called Leonard Ravenhill. And his job was basically raised up by God to rebuke pastors in America. He was from Britain. He basically was doing his evangelism in the 1920s, 1930s, and he knew all the great men of God who had come through the late 1800s, who had seen the great revivals, Welsh revival, many of the American revivals. So he did his evangelism in UK. Then he went to America, raised up by God to rebuke pastors. Now hundreds of pastors used to come to his meetings, In one sense, they flocked to him because he was powerful anointing and he became very famous. But his job was to rebuke pastors. And I believe unless the pastors of Fiji receive the rebukes of Jesus Christ, then there will be more splits in the churches. So Jesus has to rebuke his church because he loves his church. But unless the church can open their eyes and receive a true prophet and receive the rebuke of God upon their lives, they will miss it. They will think they have the great vision. They will think they have everything that they need. They think they're going forward. But if you don't receive when Jesus Christ sends a true prophet, it's quite dangerous. And God can move in judgments in very powerful ways. So I believe we are coming to Fiji in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I've personally met many, many pastors, and trying to bring unity, trying to bring a greater vision of burden for saving the lost, and a greater burden for God's power, greater burden for God's anointing. And I have to say one thing about impartation of God's power and anointing, and I do believe it often comes through those who carry the anointing. I remember the first time I ever had a vision, and it was when I was praying with another person. I consider he had a gift to be a true prophet. That doesn't necessarily mean he has become a true prophet, because the gift just starts like a little seed. So the seed of being a prophet was definitely in him. What he has done with that, I don't know. I haven't seen him for many years. But every time we used to sit and pray, he would see a dream or vision, and I saw just the powerful accuracy of his words, just powerful, accurate, prophetic words. And the first time I had ever had a vision, caught into a vision, was when I was praying with him. And I believe that was because the anointing that was upon him, in some ways, he carries it, and when you're under that, you come under that anointing and power. When I first started doing the healing, arranging healing ministry for Bill Zabriskie, which was just this year, and I went into one place, and one lady said she couldn't eat. So I said, I'll pray for you. I just prayed for her quickly, and then I left the house. Next time I saw her, she said, as soon as you left the house, I was able to eat. So again, that same kind of healing anointing, while it comes from Jesus Christ, it comes through the Holy Spirit, but God uses that and brings it through people. My vision for first bringing Bill Zabriskie to Fiji was to bring an impartation of the power of the Holy Spirit that God has gifted him, to release it into this country, to release in a greater way that impartation of the power of the Holy Spirit. So when I speak to pastors and they don't get the vision, they have no vision, they have no hunger for it, what can I say? I mean, we've just got to keep motivating, we'll keep working together, but sometimes we miss the opportunities and we can't get them back. So that's why you've got to receive a prophet when a prophet truly comes. Otherwise, if you miss it, you miss it. Okay, coming to this crusade now, I've put some tracks and things on the table, and I've also got a whole set of counselors for Bill Zabriskie meetings, and really it's an open invitation for any churches, those who want to put counselors. What I found is when we did the pastors, started trying to get pastors together to do this meeting, there was virtually no, everyone's too busy. So I said, okay, it's basically, I'm not going to have pastors' meetings if only three turn up. So I decided just to go to individual churches, and the same thing is going to happen with the counselors. It's just an open invitation. Those who want to be counselors, those who want to train their people in a greater way to be counselors. I mean, I have to admit, when I first came to Fiji with the Bill Zabriskie meeting, one pastor looked at me and said, I don't want Bill Zabriskie to come. I just kept quiet, I just kept patience, because I believe we're sent by Jesus Christ. And I knew that just by patience, that pastor would be humbled before God. And that's what happened. God did humble that pastor. and blessings flowed and God's power flowed. And in one sense, I still wasn't satisfied. There wasn't enough breakthrough of God's miracles. There was still just scratching the surface, but good miracles did happen. But I believe for the greater miracles to come to Fiji, the pastors have to receive the rebukes of Jesus Christ. The pastors have to be completely broken and humble before God. They have to really be broken. It's interesting having to work with Fijian pastors and Indian pastors and all the different issues that are going on in the spiritual battles which are over the church of Fiji. But I believe when a ministry comes in like this, it exposes many faults and weaknesses and darkness that is in the church of Fiji. So I believe, you know, God is doing greater than what we think or imagine, no matter, you know, I believe it is a true prophetic thing that God is doing through this ministry coming to Fiji. And I just hope that more pastors will get their spiritual eyes opened and they'll see that the spiritual battle against the demon forces, the major strongholds, why Hinduism is not falling sufficiently, why Islam is hardly even being challenged in this nation, why Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons are building, got all these big churches and all these strongholds. In one sense, I think Fiji is doing better than New Zealand, so I'm not putting down it in any way. I think the Christians in, you know, Fiji is blessed and it's a great nation, but that doesn't be any excuse. Because to whom much is given, much is required. And I believe the Church of Fiji has very, very, very big responsibility. And on the judgment day, we're not going to get a soft judgment from Jesus Christ. I believe it's going to be a harsh judgment. Yes, we can be forgiven, but our dead works will be burnt up and we will never get those dead works back. It's only that what remains is gold, silver, precious stones. And that's what we have to press in. And Bill Sobrecki's message is a very strong repentance message. I'm not saying he's perfect, he's not. And even, you know, he has his faults. But I still see the power of the Holy Spirit in a greater way can be released. And we need a vision for that. So often when, first of all, there has to come greater vision. There has to come greater motivation from the scripture. He who receives you receives me, says Jesus. And he who receives me receives the one who sent me. Anyone who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And anyone who receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And in having to do these meetings in Fiji, I've just seen mountains and blockages and many obstacles. And that's why I have to, rather than even give training, is just to, I think, give a word like this. Because Jesus Christ has to still rebuke the church leaders and really humble them and really break them if we're going to see a greater release of God's power. If we're really going to see the miracles of God. And my focus wasn't just inviting Bill Sobrecki, but I just saw he was a vessel that God could use. But there's a far bigger picture. You know, he's getting old. I don't know how long he will go to until he goes to heaven. But it's that spiritual impartation has to come and we have to lay hold of it in a greater way before it's too late. So God alone knows the future, but we have to serve God while we have the chance. And we have to lay hold of God's power while we have the chance. So just that's why I'm saying it's an open invitation. You take one of these, read one of these, and any people in your church who want to be counselors, they will get to the meeting early. Let's just pray. Lord, I just commit my little message into your hands, Lord. Wasn't what I expected to say, but I just believe your heart, Lord Jesus, is for a greater revival and a greater move of your power in this nation. And Lord, the obstacles, the blockages have to be broken. And Lord God, it often starts with us leaders being humble before you. And it also starts with us seeing who truly has the prophetic mantle of God upon them to be able to speak the nation-changing word that can really bring down huge strongholds and turn a nation around. And Lord, I don't believe we've come to that stage, but I believe we could come to that stage if we are able to see your glory and able to hear your voice in a far greater way. And Lord, I'm believing for the strongholds to be pulled down, especially of Hinduism, of Islam, of the false cults that are preaching false doctrines in this nation. And Lord God, you need a church that is united in a greater way. You need a church that has rising in faith, rising in unity, rising like never before. And Lord, I don't believe that can happen unless we are completely humbled and broken before you. So Lord, I call upon your mighty hand to be upon us in a greater way. And Lord, I pray your blessing upon all the pastors and ministries here. That Lord God, your wisdom and your leading and your guiding, your direction for their ministries. But also give them eyes to see the greater picture and that when a true prophet comes to the nation. Lord, I pray that you will release the true prophetic message, that it won't be, we won't miss it because of the lack of vision or unity, and it will not be given. But I pray, Father, that you will release it by the power of the Holy Spirit, a nationwide prophetic message that will turn the nation. Lord, I call upon your mighty power that you will stretch out your hand like never before, that, Lord, you will come and do greater signs and wonders like never before. Lord, we call upon your name, we seek after you. Lord, I don't know all the keys to all the breakthroughs, but Lord, you know all the keys that would, Lord, really break through this nation to be, Lord God, to fulfill its high calling. That, Lord, this nation should be a world-changing nation. And Lord, we just pray that you release your calling again upon this land. You will stir that calling again. You'll release the fire of the Holy Spirit again in Fiji. Lord, I know you have greater purposes for this land. Lord, just let us see the bigger picture, not our own small picture. So Lord, I call upon your mighty name, and that Lord, you will do something great through this coming crusade, no matter how big or how small it is. It will be another stepping stone. And Lord, I want to see a greater release of the power of the Holy Spirit, just to see instant miracles right in front of our eyes, so that those miracles can be played on the TV news, so that the whole nation knows that you are the living Savior in this land. And Lord, it doesn't seem we've come near that stage yet. But Lord, I'm believing and pressing on to reach that stage. And Lord, I pray that every Christian will play their part in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.